Looking ahead to next year's federal budget, the GOP has its eyes on Medicare.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Wisconsin Republican House Member Paul Ryan will introduce a federal budget plan that's going to trim more than $5 trillion over the next decade. That's the plan. Now, his plan includes some spending cuts and tax code reforms, but the lion's share of savings comes from cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live from the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
So paint this landscape for us. How different does health care look under Congressman Ryan's plan?
So start with Medicaid. Right now, if your income is low enough, the states and the federal government pretty much have to cover you. Under Ryan's plan, the amount of money the feds would spend on that coverage is capped with a block grant given to the states to use how they want. Even a bigger change, though, would happen to Medicare that covers seniors and also people with disabilities. Ryan's plan would dissolve Medicare, and instead seniors would buy private insurance on the open market, just, you know, go get the best deal they can, and then the government would help pay a percentage of those premiums.
Now, we've seen what a tricky financial issue health care reform can be, certainly. But isn't this going to face the same scrutiny?
Oh, of course. I called J.B. Silvers. He teaches healthcare finance at Case Western Reserve University. He points out that seniors are a lot wealthier now than they were in 1965 when Medicare was passed. So, you know, some might agree that they should pay more for healthcare. Politically, it's a different story.
I mean, it's a huge gamble with grandma. And to be honest, grandma's not going to like this at all.
And, of course, Congressman Ryan knows this, and he's made it clear this will not affect seniors in the program now, just the rest of us, the next generation grandmas and grandpas.
All right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner at the health desk. Gregory, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
In Japan, radiation is starting to affect yet another industry. Fishing, with big losses after the tsunami, now has a problem with radioactivity. Late yesterday, the power plant owner Tokyo Electric began dumping the toxic water there. And now, for the first time ever, Japan is setting a new standard for the amount of radiation allowed in fish. From Tokyo, here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The headline screamed in the afternoon papers. One read, Tokyo Electric Power, acting without a plan. Another said, worst possible choice. The utility company insists that even if the sludge contaminates fish, radioactivity levels would be very low. If you're not comforted, neither is Jeff Kingston at Temple University's Japan branch.
The more they speak, the longer their nose becomes.
Wholesale prices for fish caught near the power plant have plunged 20%. Overseas orders are getting canceled. The Koreans don't want Japan's fish, nor do high-end London restaurants or the Shangri-La hotel chain. It's undermining Japan's brand. This country is famously persnickety about food safety.
I think this is going to have a significant impact on Japan's reputation as a reliable supplier of safe, fresh fish and vegetables.
Today, a local fisherman's group asked Tokyo Electric Power to stop polluting the ocean, but the PR disaster boat may have already sailed. In Tokyo, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are lower. Texas Instruments is going to buy National Semiconductor for $6.5 billion, creating a powerhouse microchip firm. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow added 23 points to close at 12,400.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
There's a new iPhone app that's part GPS and part mood ring. The new technology comes as the British government this month begins its own big survey of happiness as a way of measuring national productivity. From London, we continue Marketplace's Economy 4.0 series with special correspondent David Brancaccio.
Here's how the app works. Folks in Britain download it for free, then it bugs them a few times a day, asking, scale of 0 to 10, how happy are you right now? The app taps into the phone's navigation system to produce a geographical map of happiness levels across the UK, hence the name Mappiness.
We can reach thousands of people and we can know just where they are so that we can look at the environment in that location.
George McCarron led the team that developed Mappiness, which can figure out if someone feeling happy or sad is, at that moment, in a concrete jungle or near something more green.
Almost everybody can agree that green space is lovely. But the crucial thing really is, how lovely is green space? There are lots of things that we want to spend public money on and our own money on. And so working out how much of it should go on these elements of the environment is an important thing to do.
Happiest place in Britain, Angus in Scotland. The happiest time is, no surprise, 8 p.m. Saturday. But on a Tuesday, the most miserable day of the week, I've ended up here. Slough, a London suburb. It's the fictional home of the British version of the TV show The Office, but Slough is a real place, and according to Mappiness, the unhappiest place in Britain. 86-year-old Hilda awaits a bus outside a shopping mall here with nothing green in sight.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you today?
About 3, I suppose.
So not so happy?
The thing is, I lost my husband 23 years ago, so I just have to plod on. What can you do?
Hilda's not the iPhone type, which is one drawback of Mappiness. It only measures iPhone users. Also, the app doesn't just ask about happiness when it beeps. It also asks what you're doing at that moment, working, playing, or...
I think the option that we actually ask is intimacy, comma, making love.
Which could affect the results in the grand tradition of the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. How happy can you be with that Mappiness app interrupting proceedings? In London, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And finally, Kelly and Todd Fox from Shelby, Michigan, want to corner the new market for a new kind of wine. Not red wine, not white, it's green. Asparagus wine. See, Michigan is a big asparagus producer, and they don't take near as long, the asparagus, to ferment as grapes. So instead of waiting for that vintage Bordeaux to get just right, you can pop open that cork of veggie deliciousness in less than 6 months. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Along with the rest of the economic data, measuring happiness. In Britain, the Prime Minister thinks it can be done with precision.
If I thought this was woolly and insubstantial, I wouldn't be bothering with it.
I'm Bob Moon. The British government has just started asking people about their happiness, but what will be done with the results? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.